Parshas Vayeshev starts off with a mehashiroach, an ishbitzer. Ishbitzer says the following: when Yaakov Avinu dreamed about the sulam, dreamed about the ladder, back in Parshas Vayetze Yaakov, when he dreamed about that ladder, the shvatim used to always discuss the dream. In Eon and Limud, they didn't have baseball back then, so they spent all their time trying to figure out what exactly that dream was. The shvatim, they sat there looking at the dream, trying to figure out what exactly is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to say. And they studied it, and they went over it again and again and again. They made chidushim. They speculated. They went on based on itself. Listen, there's no way they could have fully understood it, because we only in hindsight know that the malach that went up 70 steps is Babel, and the malach that went up 100 steps is Yavan, and the malach that kept going up is Edom, etc. We can speculate about that because it already happened. But back then, this is before anything had happened, they had no idea. So they speculated what this could mean, what that could mean. They went over the dream again and again and again, and each time it was more and more and more so. So Yaakov Avinu's dream was a huge, huge dream. They treated it as a pure nevuah, and they spent Yaakov Avinu's dream. They spent all their lives trying to figure it out. Yosef HaTzadik gets up in the beginning of this week's parsha. Yosef HaTzadik gets up and he says, I also had a deep dream. I also was zocheh to have a very deep dream. But the shvatim couldn't believe it. They looked at Yosef HaTzadik and they said, you? You're not like Yaakov. Yaakov spends his whole day in Yiras Shamayim and his Dovah Ken Hashem. Every day, all day long, he was special. He was zocheh to be shown special dreams that mean something that we should sit there and learn about. You're not on that madriga, they told Yosef HaTzadik. There's nothing about you. Your dreams are about things you're thinking about during the day. You're thinking about leading us. You're thinking about being on top of us. You're thinking about us bowing down to you. So therefore, you're thinking about those things at night. And your dreams are all based on that. But your dreams aren't like Yaakov Avinu's dreams. They're nothing to them. There's no substance to your dreams. The fact is, Yosef HaTzadik's dreams were extremely potent. There were tremendous things in the dream. For example, Yosef HaTzadik saw in his dream the following. He said, Vayomer Aleihem, Shimu Noach Alomat Yashar Cholanki, listen to the dream that I dreamed. Vine Anachnu Malmim Alumim Besocha Soda. Says in it, Besocha Soda means in the middle of the land, meaning this is going to happen in the land that is in the middle of the world. At the time when there was a rov, the middle of the land was Mitzrayim, because everybody went to Mitzrayim to be able to get food. So that's why it's right in the middle of the land. Vine. And all of a sudden, Koma Lumasi, my sheaf of wheat went up. Again, it's a sheaf of wheat because he's the one that gave grain to everybody. He stood up because he became the king first. The Gam Nitzava, it literally became the top guy in all Mitzrayim, the tallest man in all Mitzrayim, aside from Paro. Yosef said it was the most powerful person there. And then Bina, Sisu Ben Alumosechem, later on, your Alumos, your sheaves, surrounded me, because you all needed me for food. And then Metishtachaven al Alumasi, and you bow down to my Aluma. You all bow down to my Aluma that was right in the middle, meaning to try to get me to give you grain. There was depth to this dream. There was a lot that this dream was trying to teach us. Aside from the fact that it's sort of progressing, coming before the dream that Paro was going to have in next week's parsha, where they're foreshadowing. Thank you. The seven sheep.